Welcome to your five for the day. A water bearer in India had two large pots each hung on the ends of a pole that he carried across his neck. One of the pots had a crack in it, while the other pot was perfect and always delivered a full portion of water. At the end of the long walk from the stream to the house, the cracked pot arrived only half full. For a full 2 years this went on daily, with the bearer delivering only 1.5 pots full of water to his house. Of course, the perfect pot was proud of its accomplishments, perfect for which it was made. But the poor cracked pot was ashamed of its own imperfection and miserable that it was able to accomplish only half of what it had been made to do. After 2 years of what it perceived to be a bitter failure, it spoke to the water bearer one day by the stream. "I'm ashamed of myself, and I want to apologize to you. I've been able to deliver only half my load because this crack in my side causes water to leak out all the way back to your house. Because of my flaws, you have to do all of this work and you don't get full value from your efforts," the pot said. The bearer said to the pot, "Did you notice that there were flowers on your side of the path, but not on the other pot's side? That's because I have always known about your flaw, and I planted flower seeds on your side of the path. Every day, while we walk back, you've watered them. For 2 years, I've been able to pick those beautiful flowers to decorate the table. Without you being just the way you are, there would not be this beauty to grace the house." The author of this cracked pot story is unknown, yet the wisdom that it holds can be displayed in our lives daily through God working in and through us. Have we ever felt like this pot with its crack, imperfect and ashamed? In all honesty, probably most of us have felt this way at one time or another. Yet, what we neglect to realize is that God is sovereign. He created us each unique, and when we depend upon Him, amazing things can happen. There are many references to clay and potters in the Bible, usually likening human beings to clay and God to the potter, and suggesting, like fragile pottery, human beings are cracked and flawed. We are marred and out of joint with the purposes of our Creator. We can be beautiful, we can be useful, we can still give glory to God, but nevertheless, we are fundamentally flawed. We are like a cracked pot. The Bible tells us that we are all in that condition, that sin separates us from God, but that God continues to love us and shows us the depths of that love in Jesus Christ, and that through that love, God calls us back into relationship with Him. God, if you like, sees the pot in all its beauty, without the cracks. It is all about acknowledging our brokenness, our incompleteness, our need of God, turning away from things that hinder a relationship with God, and turning towards the light of Christ as we seek a fresh start, a new beginning, and ask for God's help in living in His light and love. We may be a bit like cracked pots, but God loves us and sees our potential. Like the good potter, He is. Thank you for listening. God bless.